or I'm kind of the deciding voice in different situations or scenarios. So, and within the team meetings as well, and the individual meetings with maybe the receivers or the linemen, sometimes, you know, more this year, I get the last word in the conversation. So that definitely makes you feel more comfortable and confident as a player on this football team.
How hard was it to get that last year? Because this has been someone else's team.
Not as hard as you might think, because I think the respect level was already there from the amount of work I put in over my first three off seasons, and during the season. They saw how hard I worked on the scout team and also in the off season. So I think the respect level was already there, but the confidence in me as a player obviously came through the experience of playing alongside me through the 16 games.
Specifically, what are you working on now? Is it more progression, or is it bringing in newer guys or teaching them, or what are you working on now in these OTAs?
Well, at this point, it's timing with the receivers. We got a lot of young guys. A lot of young guys didn't maybe play as much last year are going to get some more time. You know, just trying to work on timing with those guys. Individually, there's been a number of things that I've tried to work on in watching the film this offseason. One in particular is just being consistent with my ball handling. Continue to work on being a better play-action quarterback because it can definitely add a lot to our offense.
And when you look at all those close numbers from last year, I mean, what do you think was really the determining factor? You always stepped up a lot of the blame.
Well, I think a lot of that was due to the fact we started poorly in just about every game, not only in the first half but the second half. I believe we scored under 25 points on opening drives. Actually, I think we had like 13 points on opening drives and only a couple field goals on opening drives of the second half. So a lot of times our inefficiency in the first and second half starting out led to us being in situations later in the game where we had to score late just to get back in the game. And then we were unable to, you know, to finish out games and win those tight ones.
Over the next 5 weeks or so before you actually do get to training camp and put pads on, what's the biggest thing that you need to accomplish?
I think just lay the foundation for what this season is going to be for me, which I look to be more consistent this year. I think I played very well at times last year, and then I underachieved up to my standards at times. So I want to be consistent week in and week out. You know, there's some games with 100 quarterback ratings and some games where I didn't pass for over 60%. And just to close that gap between a very good game and an inconsistent game and try and be more consistent. And that starts with working on your timing with the linemen and the practice reps that I get.
Distractions this year for you.
What distractions?
Come on, you know, it's got to be refreshing. It's nice for you.
Well, you know, there's always things that could take your focus away. But for me, as hard as it was at times, I tried to stay as focused as possible. So it's nice to not have, you know, maybe as much. There could be potential distractions. But, you know, I was focused last year on what I had to do, and it's nice to be able to move forward and be 1 year, you know, 1 year of experience into this thing and hopefully build on what I did last year.
Do you feel it off the Vikings, though, what they're kind of going through? I mean, the players that are there just because you guys sort of experienced it last
year? I'm sure they're just focused on their OTAs and what they're trying to do to get better as a team.
One of the words Mike used when I asked about the difference between last year and this year was credibility. I know going into last year you were confident. Mm. You're a confident guy. They were confident in you. What's the difference to you then between confidence and credibility?
Credibility is earned through playing all 16 games and you know, being available and accountable. I think those are two things Mike always talks about. So being available to your teammates, being available every Sunday when you have to play, and then being accountable, you know, when things don't go the way you want them to go, to step up and be the first one to say it was my fault. I have no problem doing that. I'd like to do that. It takes pressure off the other guys. But also a lot of times it was my fault. So there's no point in trying to point the blame at somebody else when you got to look in the mirror and be honest with yourself about the way you played.
How much more confident are you this year than you were a year ago just going into the season?
You know what? It's the game has continued to slow down for me, I think. It's really a comfort level. With as the more comfortable I get with our offense and with seeing the different looks, the more confident I get. So, you know, we'll see once we get out into the preseason and the regular season. But as far as this offense, I mean, it's four off seasons with the same offense. So I feel very confident. I think Mike is continuing to give me a little bit longer leash as far as, you know, being able to change some things at the line of scrimmage. But as our relationship has grown, I've continued to get more confident with my place in the team and my place in the offense.
Aaron, are you still doing things in the offseason at your house? as opposed to dinners, things like that this year?
You know what? I've actually done a lot of work on my house, so we're waiting on that till maybe next week. But we've been doing other things. Like, we are, a bunch of us went to the Derby together. You know, we went to Nashville, 7 or 8 of us together. So we've been doing trips like that, and we're going to get back to you know, to the get-togethers. We guys been doing it on their own, but just hasn't been at my house. So, but my house pretty soon.
Is that important to you, though? That getting the guys together, bonding.
The camaraderie is very important. You know, we all got to believe in each other. The teams I think that make the deepest runs are very talented, but also have great chemistry. So I want to have great chemistry within this locker room. I think we do, but it can always continue to grow.
You talk about the confidence built up last season, 4,000-plus yards passing, 16 games in.
Yep.
Then there's also the 6-10. How do you balance between those?
Well, I think you got to. That's a good reminder that you're judged by your wins and losses. You know, you can throw for 4,000 yards, but when you win 6 games, that's all people are going to remember. And obviously, you're a big part of those 6 wins, but also those 10 losses. So that's a good reminder that this league is the difference between winning and losing is so close. You got to make sure that you execute from play 1 to play 75, and that's how games are won.
What do you think of the 3-4 defense?
I love it. I really do. It's tough to go against, but I think it's going to give teams some problems. I think our guys, if they continue to grow within the system and figure out the little nuances in our defense, they're going to be very tough to stop from getting to the passer.
It's important to your offense too. Ryan Grant, who had kind of a discombobulated offseason last year with not having the contract and then how important is this offseason for him to get?
You know, it's been good. I think the best thing for him is that he's been here since March 16th. He's been working out with us. You know, he's in good shape. And I think he's primed for a really big year. You know, he started a little slow, I think, last year with his hamstring injury, but picked it up and finished the season very well. And we expect big things out of him. I know he expects big things out of himself. And I think being healthy starting the season is going to go a long way to him having a really big year.